The Visiting Teacher, Observing the Law of Tithing. In 1838, a revelation given to the prophet Joseph Smith instructed members of the church to pay one-tenth of all their interest annually, and this shall be a standing law unto them forever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verse 4. President Brigham Young later declared, "The law of tithing is an eternal law that God has instituted for the benefit of the human family, for their salvation and exaltation." Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, 1997, page 155. A commandment with a promise. If we pay our tithing with faith, willingly and joyfully, the Lord promises that He will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. During the Great Depression, one sister, who lived on a farm in the United States, grew strawberry plants. Her family's income depended on the sale of their crops. During one season, the $40 earned from their sales was the only cash they had seen for a long time. Their $4 in tithing seemed a small sum to offer, and with a family of four children, the money was desperately needed. But she was determined to pay her tithing, and she did. Although she was not aware of any immediate blessings other than the satisfaction of having obeyed, the following year, when a strawberry leaf blight struck the area, only her family's plants remained healthy. When asked what special care they had given their plants, family members simply explained they had tithed their income the previous year. She reflected that at a time when the economy was at low ebb, our blessing of a good crop was to us an irrefutable example of the blessings that come from paying tithing. Divine Law of the Tithe, Ensign, June 1981, page 69. Spiritual blessings come from paying tithing. The payment of tithing, said Elder Dallin H. Oaks, also brings the individual tithe payer unique spiritual blessings. Tithe paying is evidence that we accept the law of sacrifice. It also prepares us for the law of consecration and other higher laws of the celestial kingdom. The lectures on faith teach a religion that does not require the sacrifice of all things never has power sufficient to produce the faith necessary unto life and salvation. Tithing, Ensign, May 1994, page 34. President Gordon B. Hinckley has observed that there are many ways in which the Lord can bless us beyond the riches of the world. There is the great boon of health. There is promised in modern revelation a great blessing of wisdom, of knowledge. The Sacred Law of Tithing, Ensign, December 1989, page 4. This knowledge and wisdom often comes in the form of revelation. Revelation to help parents preside righteously in the home and lead their children in righteousness. Revelation to help individuals make decisions that lead to peace and assurance in their lives. These and many other blessings, both spiritual and temporal, come as we pay our tithes and willingly give the best we have, including our time and talents, in building up our Heavenly Father's kingdom on earth. What promises has the Lord made to those who pay their tithing? How can we consecrate that which we have to build the kingdom of God? Gospel topics: blessings, obedience, tithing. End of the article, The Visiting Teacher, Observing the Law of Tithing.